This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes. For Monday, April 15th, 2024, I'm Derek Gilbert. Happy Tax Day if you're in the United States. Item number 5 today, of course, is the attack by Iran on Israel. This was an historic event that took place early Sunday morning, late Saturday night, our time, as Iran launched its first ever direct assault on Israel, some 350 projectiles. Those were suicide drones and ballistic missiles launched from Iranian territory at Israel. However, 99% of them intercepted by air defense systems in Israel and also allies. The Jordanian Air Force going to the air. In fact, one of the princesses, King Abdullah's daughters, reportedly knocked down 5 drones herself as a pilot. Would that our politicians were so capable here in the United States. Only a small number of projectiles reached Israeli territory, but still, the video coming from Israel on Saturday night was surreal. Like the still image from a phone video shot from the Temple Mount showing missile intercepts taking place, visible from the Temple Mount, showing these missiles over the Dome of the Rock. I mean, this really evokes apocalyptic images. Now, we're not trying to read prophetic significance into what happened on Saturday night, Sunday morning, but again, this was just a surreal thing. The Nevatim Air Base was targeted. That's in the Negev in the south of Israel. And it's because this is allegedly where the airstrike on Iran's embassy, the consular section of Iran's embassy in Damascus, took place on April 1st. And the attack on Saturday night was in response to that, according to Iran. Now, there are a number of ways to interpret all of this. Was this a full-out attack by Iran intended to damage Israel, or was this a calculated attack intended to show strength to the hardline supporters of the Ayatollahs in Iran while not causing enough damage to force Israel into a major response that would seriously damage Iranian infrastructure? There are two thoughts on this. One is that, yes, the Ayatollahs knew they needed to make some kind of response to pacify their supporters, but they don't want to get involved in an all-out war with Iran, or with Israel, rather, that the Iranian government knows it can't win. As it is, world opinion has swung back in favor of Israel. It's been waning over the last 6 months. On October 8th of 2023, the whole world was united behind Israel, but that support began fading within days. And now the world back in support of Israel, mostly, although there are still calls from Western governments for Israel to exercise restraint, and more on that in a moment. Only one casualty reported from this attack. Again, 350 drones, missiles launched at Israel. The only casualty, a 7-year-old girl, a Bedouin, in the southern part of Israel, the Negev. This would be considered a minor attack, but as my dad used to say about medical procedures, minor is when it's happening to somebody else. When you're not actually the one underneath the missiles praying for the Iron Dome and Arrow intercepts and the Patriot missiles to do their job, it doesn't feel very minor at that point. Item number 4, Israel's response. To this point, Israel has not yet responded to the attack. Axios, which is a left-wing news outlet here in the United States, reported that members of the War Cabinet, specifically Benny Gantz, the opposition leader, who was, until recently anyway, tasked by the White House with overthrowing the Netanyahu administration, Benny Gantz and Gal Eidenkot, both of who are former IDF chiefs of staff, argued for an immediate response. In fact, they wanted Israel to launch before the Iranian drones entered Israeli airspace. Prime Minister Netanyahu is the one who said, let's wait, let's talk to the Americans, let's see what kind of damage the strike does and calculate our response accordingly. This kind of blows a hole in the theory that Netanyahu wants a war to prop up his sagging poll numbers. Anyway, Iran has said the matter can be deemed concluded. This according to a statement from the Iranian consulate at the United Nations in New York. However, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. The War Cabinet meeting apparently has decided on a response, but what that response is at this point, we do not know. Again, it's hard to gauge what Iran's intent was. If Iran really was intending to do damage against Israel, then their strike could be considered a massive failure and a humiliating failure at that. On the other hand, if they were just intending to make a show of strength without actually hurting Israel, we're seeing real politic in real time here, and we will know better how to process this when we see it with 2020 hindsight. Here's the other thing. Israel may not want to waste the grace period it now has while world opinion is behind it, because as we're seeing with Democrat politicians here in the United States, like Senator Chuck Schumer, it is suddenly popular to be pro-Israel again. Topic number three, the U.S. response. President Biden telling Prime Minister Netanyahu to essentially stand down, to consider what happened Saturday night, Sunday morning, a win because of the relatively light damage it incurred from the Iranian attack, and just to take the win and not respond. I don't know that Netanyahu can do that any more than the Ayatollahs could take the attack on its embassy in Damascus without some kind of response. The danger here, of course, is a regional escalation, with things escalating in the north with Hezbollah, which is a much better equipped, better trained fighting force than Hamas in the south. The interesting thing, the reaction of the Sunni Arab states in the Gulf, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Again, President Biden and his cabinet counseling restraint on the part of Israel, which appears to be the only nation on this planet that would be encouraged to show restraint after an all-out attack on its missile and drone attack. I mean, what Iran launched at Israel on Saturday night, Sunday morning, is arguably far greater than anything Russia launched at Ukraine during that ongoing conflict. And that leads to item number two. How does this play out in the rest of the Middle East? There are a couple of things to consider here. First of all, the fact that Jordan actively got its Air Force involved in shooting down the incoming Iranian drones and cruise missiles. But before the missiles and drones started flying Saturday, Iran seized an Israeli ship, the MSC Ares, a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, that's that strait on the east side of the Arabian Peninsula, the Persian Gulf, where it empties into the Indian Ocean. This is not the Bab el Mandeb Strait, where Yemen has essentially closed off shipping between the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Iranian special forces boarded this ship about 50 miles off the coast of the UAE, United Arab Emirates. A video filmed from inside the MSC Ares showed an Iranian helicopter dropping special forces onto the ship. There are 17 Indian nationals on board this ship, so the country of India is now involved in trying to get the ship released. Iran's state news agency, IRNA, said the naval branch of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, had seized the ship as it was linked to Israel. Now, what's interesting about this incident is that an Israeli-linked ship was sailing in the Persian Gulf. Again, that's on the east side of the Arabian Peninsula, rather than sailing from the port of Eilat through the Red Sea and trying to run past Yemen. This suggests that Arab nations in the Gulf, the Sunni Arab states of Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, and possibly Bahrain as well, are helping Israel bypass the Houthi blockade of the Red Sea. In other words, they're running containers on truck from the Israeli border with Jordan, through Saudi Arabia to the UAE, and then sailing from ports in the UAE. So this could be Iran trying to blockade Israeli cargo on the east side of the Arabian Peninsula in the Persian Gulf, just as the Houthis have done in the Red Sea. Coming up, a different topic. We look at the worst bank robbery ever. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. the new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, if you're going to rob a bank, make sure you speak the same language as the tellers. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela tried to rob a bank in Sandusky, Ohio, but he was unsuccessful because he could not communicate his intentions to the tellers. He even tried using a translation app. This took place April 4th, around 11:30 a.m. A man called police saying there was a suspect in the bank trying to rob it. He wasn't talking, but he was trying to get around the counter. According to bank security video, still image on the screen here, the suspect was holding up his phone to the tellers. The suspect didn't speak English, but he was trying to use a translation app to communicate to the tellers, get the money, and put the money in a bag. But while he was doing that, others in the bank were calling the cops, and he now faces charges of attempted robbery, attempted theft, and criminal trespassing. Just a pro tip to potential bank robbers out there, speak the language of the people on the other side of the counter. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, continues. You can still get 90 days full access to 24 presentations, and as a free bonus, all six Skywatch Films documentaries. Take advantage of this right now. It includes presentations from the likes of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Ryan Peterson, Rabbi Zev Porat, and of course, the final presentation by Dr. Tom Horn. More information and registration online at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. The rise of artificial intelligence. Is it the Terminator scenario? That's the theme, essentially, of the book Summoning the Demon, the title taken from a famous quote now by Elon Musk, that creating AI is literally summoning the demon, his words. Don't miss these programs. You'll find them at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also catch it right now at our Apple TV and Roku channels. Our broadcast schedule for this program posted skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also watch it at Rumble. Rumble has not canceled us. Rumble.com/skywatchtv. Or download our free mobile app, which guarantees we never get canceled, because we will not be canceled from our app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we've got links to the app stores for the app that's right for your device posted at skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.